The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, nor sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning's gospel reminds me of our life as seminarians in Nigeria. So as a seminarian, every summer, the diocese will send you to parishes, two seminarians to every parish. And when you go to the parish, when you report to the priest will now send you to the community. You go in the community and you live with them for the period of 6 weeks. So what we used to do is, it is a time when we teach the kids how to pray. Every morning, we'll conduct morning service with the community. And in the evening, we'll gather the children and we'll be teaching them about Jesus, the stories of Jesus, and also how to pray. That was how we grew up. So as a seminarian in Nigeria, you must pass through this experience. For you to start as a young man, for you to start at that time to experience what it means to be a missionary. And this is done every year until you are ordained a deacon. For 2 days, I have been praying, I've been asking God, what is really happening? But when I read this gospel, God answered my prayers. And he is telling me, go wherever I send you, go and preach the word of God. I know you must have heard that I've been reassigned to Sacred Heart Church in Lancaster as an administrator. So keep me in your prayers. God is sending me to go and preach the word of God. And today's gospel reminds us that we are sent, not by ourselves, but he is the one sending us. As a priest, when you ordained, you ordained not for yourself, you ordained for the church. And when the church sends you, you have to say yes. So keep me in your prayers always, that God will use me as his instrument to touch the hearts of people, especially those at Sacred Heart Church. So, my dear friends in Christ, today as we celebrate the memorial of St. Barnabas, we are celebrating him because he said yes when Jesus called him to become a disciple, to become his apostle. And he relied on the Holy Spirit. That was why in the Gospel of today, Jesus instructed the apostles, do not take this, do not take that, reminding them that they have to have that connection with God, with the Holy Spirit. If we have that connection, we should not worry about what we will say. We should not worry about what we will eat. God will always provide. And each and every one of us, we have to remember that we are missionaries. We are set apart by the virtue of a baptism. Because when we were baptized, we were made priests, we are made kings, we are made prophets. And as a priest, we have to go to preach the word of God. But the difference is our own priesthood as a lay person is known as ordinary priesthood, which everyone received. But then when you are called in a special way to be a priest, the ministerial priesthood, that is when you now become a priest. But basically we are made priests, prophets, and kings. So we are to carry the word of God, to preach the word of God any place we are, in any way we can. So let us today pray that St. Barnabas, through his intercession, we will be strengthened to carry this gospel, beginning from our lives, our families, that this gospel will be preached, and that many souls will be converted. Amen.